And now this is a dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, November 28, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Abimbola, A, B as in boy, I, M, B as in ball, boy, O-L-A, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Abimbola, follow up for Mrs. Johnson, who has advanced progressive renal failure associated to right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, last visit in March. Comes accompanied with family, we did a video visit with family member and patient. Went to see liver specialist. They don't believe liver abnormalities are significant. The right-sided heart failure with pleural effusion, edema, ascites is likely from pulmonary hypertension. Weights at home around 125, 126, doing salt fluid restriction. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding. No urinary tract infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no ulcers or cellulitis. She has failed twice. She tripped. She denies syncope. Denies increase of dyspnea. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies the use of oxygen CPA machine. No purulent material hemoptysis. Other extensive review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvasc, Metoprolol, Lasix, presently Aldactone, has been increased progressively, current dose at 50 milligrams. Otherwise, on potassium replacement, cholesterol triglyceride treatment, on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, blood pressure at home runs high, 184.81. There is actually, she came to the office. There is bilateral JVD. There is evidence of pleural effusion, ascites, no pericardial wrap. There is also a stable edema, non-focal. There was one family present in person and another family through the video. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From early April, anemia 9.6, a normal white blood cell platelet, high glucose in the 170s, creatinine progressively worse, baseline 1719, presently 2.2. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 21 to stage 4. Low sodium 135, normal potassium 3.6, metabolic acidosis 21, low albumin at 3, corrected calcium normal low. Phosphorus NAP elevated. Next paragraph, repeat chemistries. This visit, creatinine up to 2.36, GFR 20. Potassium remains stable. Low sodium and low bicarbonate stable. Low albumin stable. Calcium, phosphorus acceptable. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.8. With a GFR of 242, saturation 19%. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, related to right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, continuous all fluid restriction, tolerating aldactone, has followed with cardiology, Dr. Berlin. There has been discussions about going to a pulmonary hypertension clinic, which I believe is very appropriate. Gastroenterologists do not believe the minor liver nodularity represents advanced cirrhosis, and there has been no documented esophageal varices, severe enlargement of the spleen, or peritonitis. She needs to prepare for potential dialysis if that's what she chooses to do. She is going to need EPO treatment for anemia, given her lung and cardiac condition. At this moment, there is no need for phosphorus binders. Dialysis start for GFR less than 15 and symptoms or uncontrolled volume overload. Her condition, however, is guarded, and she very well might choose to do palliative or hospice care. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed. All issues discussed at length with the family in person and the family through the video. End of dictation.